Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The American College of Pediatricians has now issued a statement urging educators and legislators to reject all policies that condition children to accept a normal life of chemical and surgical impersonation of the opposite sex. That is a huge statement. It is obviously something that is legitimate, logical, and it comes from a reputable organization on this so-called rush to this transgender or gender identity phenomenon. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, this organization is the American College of Pediatricians, a well-respected organization of experts who specialize in treating children. These are medical professionals. Some of them are professors as well as the medical profession. They teach and sometimes they practice as well. Others are practitioners, but all of them have one thing in common. They're experts in dealing with children, and they are concerned with this gender identity phenomenon that seems to be becoming in vogue, where you can just take hormones and go through plastic surgeries to so-called change your sex or change your gender. And this report, this statement, now is a complete rebuttal of that idea.
Well, let's, you know, not mince words here. The American College of Pediatricians is dealing in objective reality. And the reality is that in California, some other states, children as young as 10 years old, and we're seeing this in Europe and elsewhere, can be sterilized and sexually mutilated and have genitalia mutilated and removed, can be pumped full of dangerous hormones in order to try to make a young boy avoid puberty so that he is more feminine as an adult, to feed testosterone, dangerous, you know, over amounts of testosterone to young women so that they take on more masculine characteristics, sterilizing them. I mean, this is horrific. It is child abuse. There's no other way to put it. It's systemic. It's systematic. And secular leftists are pushing this bizarre agenda that is dangerous and detached from reality. We know that even the APA has classified transgenderism and gender identity as a disorder. This is a mental disorder we're talking about here. And you don't accommodate a disorder by engaging individuals and promoting that delusion and helping them to engage that delusion.
Now, Dr. Paul McHugh at Johns Hopkins University is one of the people that has been working with the American College of Pediatricians. And he is one of the individuals that was part of the original idea on the Johns Hopkins University to do these so-called SRS, sex reassignment surgeries, where you do the hormone treatment and you do the plastic surgery. And then Johns Hopkins, being the first in the country to do it, also abandoned it because they found that 40% or so of those who went through this so-called SRS surgery ultimately regretted it and committed suicide because it didn't help their mental situation. And they ended up with a phrase, you don't give liposuction to an anorexic. And although that might sound crass, think about it. Someone comes to you and in their mind they think that they're overweight, but in reality they're not. So in order to appease their mind, you give some kind of plastic surgery to or physical intervention to their body. That's exactly what you're having here. Now, here, point one on this American College of Pediatricians, they say, quote, human sexuality is an objective biological binary trait. XY and XX are genetic markers of health, not genetic markers of disorders. The norm for human design is to be conceived either male or female. I remember my first so-called transsexual case that we had. Some judge in Florida wrote an opinion, 900 pages. He lifted things from journals and so forth and just block quoted them. He said that the idea of sex, male and female, as a binary construct is an outdated 19th century stereotypical construct that ought to be abandoned. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Well, they also, number 2.2 is they note that this is, that the idea of gender, the very idea of gender is a social and a psychological construct. No one is born with a gender, they say. Everyone is born with a biological sex. Gender, an awareness and sense of oneself as male or female, is a social, sociological and physiological concept, not an objective biological one. No one is born with an awareness of themselves as male or female, but then they point out that they are objectively, biologically male or female, and will always be objectively and biologically female. And to feel like the opposite sex is simply that, a feeling, a subjective feeling.
And then number three, a person's belief that he or she is something they are not is, at best, a sign of confused thinking. It's a mental behavioral problem. You don't solve that by hormones or plastic surgery. And even worse, what you're now seeing are parents that will sometimes give hormone-blocking medication so that the testosterone for a boy is blocked and the estrogen for a girl is blocked at a young age. And history has shown, medical science has shown, that even if you have someone that might think that they have more identity to a girl than a boy or vice versa, those feelings are fleeting and they go away. So to intercede in that situation and to block the production of their hormone and then bring on plastic surgery is unbelievable. That is, frankly, child abuse to do that. We had at the Liberty Council Awakening 2016 in Orlando, Walt Heyer. Walt was born a male and went through this gender confusion and decided he wanted to go through this process of the hormone treatment and the plastic surgery, became a Christian later, and realized that he was content with how he was born and what he did was wrong, and then had to try to undo some of those surgical interventions that he had done earlier. He is someone who warns people, don't go down the road that I went down.
And especially children. You mentioned point four was puberty is not a disease and puberty blocking hormones can be dangerous. Point five, according to the DSM-5, as many as 98% of gender confused boys and 88% of gender confused girls eventually accept their biological sex after neutrally passing through puberty. So to go in and preemptively consign these young children and pigeonhole them into a false identity, into a false reality, and then to pump them full of dangerous hormones, or even worse, sterilize them and put them through this mutilation surgery is unconscionable. It's abuse.
It is. And, you know, you go on to this I Am Jazz TV program and that book, that is causing, I think, and will cause significant harm because it gives the wrong information. Like, this is natural and normal. It's not. They also say that the rates of suicide are 20 times greater among adults who use cross-sex hormones and undergo sex reassignment surgery, even in Sweden, which is among the most LGBTQ affirming countries. Now, the Q stands for now questioning. This alphabet just gets longer and longer. But you have a higher rate of suicide, 20 times greater. That's huge among adults who've actually gone through this process. You're not helping these individuals by trying to do plastic surgery and hormone treatment when it's their mental and confused thoughts that need to be addressed.
And point eight, condition children into believing a lifetime of chemical and surgical impersonation of the opposite sex is normal and healthful is child abuse. So it's not just me saying it's child abuse. The American College of Pediatricians is saying the same thing.
And this has been issued by the American College of Pediatricians from the president and the vice president, also Dr. Paul McHugh, University Distinguished Service Professor of Psychiatry at Johns Hopkins Medical School, and the former psychiatrist-in-chief at Johns Hopkins Hospital. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. I applaud this common sense statement from the American College of Pediatricians. You know, oftentimes these organizations that are professional organizations, be it the American Medical Association, the American Psychological Association, the American Bar Association, instead of representing their professions well, they become politicized. The people that are in the authority ultimately use these political machines. They ignore either the law or they ignore medical science, and they want to push an agenda. It is really nice to see some organization like the American College of Pediatricians rejecting this nonsense on the so-called transsexual or transgender issues. For more information, visit lc.org. Stand with Liberty Counsel. In your prayers and your financial support, go to the Liberty Counsel website, lc.org. You can learn about a lot of our various ministry outreaches there on the website and sign up for our emails and our Liberator newsletter.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.